Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Some Democrats are calling for President Joe Biden to step aside so the party can nominate another candidate after he stumbled badly in Thursday's debate against his Republican rival, former President Donald Trump. Hamline University political analyst David Schultz says the fallout from Thursday night's presidential debate remains to be seen.
Given that there's a significant concern among Democrats, major donors, members of Congress, what kind of pressure will be placed on Biden?
If Biden were to end his presidential bid and release his delegates, Schultz says,
there's still plenty of time for the Democrats to pick a nominee at the convention, have that person get on the ballot, and run a credible campaign.
Governor Tim Walz and FEMA Regional Administrator Tom Sivak will provide an update today on the state's flood outlook and emergency response. The briefing will include State Department heads, the Minnesota National Guard, and National Weather Service officials. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar met with Sivak this week to discuss the need for federal disaster assistance in response to flood damage in the state. The state's largest Pride Festival is this weekend. Twin Cities Pride is 52 years old. Executive Director Andy Otto says the event originally started with only about 50 people.
About 25 of them stayed here in Loring Park, and the other 25 of them marched down Nicollet Mall, and that was just basically as combination effort after the Stonewall riots happened, and it was really just about to march for our freedom and our rights here in Minnesota and around the nation.
Otto says the 25 people who stayed in Loring Park were purposely staged there in case any of the Nicollet Mall protesters were arrested and needed to be bailed out. All 13 Minnesota and North Dakota congressional members have come together to call on the United States Postal Service to make changes to fix ongoing delivery delays. Investigators found more than 130,000 mail pieces were delayed during a two-day observation period. The head of the Invisible Wounds Project is opening a community center in Forest Lake for frontline workers and veterans dealing with mental health struggles. Founder and executive director Russ Haynes says the focus is on pre-care before the crisis.
Our goal is to get them before they hit that dam and prevent crisis, prevent the loss of life, prevent those really long-term, life-changing and threatening thing.
Haynes says the center will be a safe, therapeutic space where people can go to receive services, connect with others, and get the support they need. Minnesota Wild defenseman Brock Faber and forward Marco Rossi are being honored as members of the NHL All-Rookie Team. Faber also finished runner-up to Calder Trophy winner Connor Bedard of the Blackhawks at the NHL Awards Thursday night in Las Vegas. The Maple Grove native had 8 goals and 39 assists in 82 games last season. Rossi scored 21 goals and added 19 assists. The Wild have the 13th pick in the third round of the NHL draft tonight. This is MNN.